B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on a Wednesday here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub, FM dial in Boston. We simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Maz Murray alongside. Fellas, how are you?
Hello.
Peachy.
I'm going to stop saying hello because every time it just doesn't work. I hate it. No pleasantries. How about we start with some baseball?
Sure.
So Jimmy Stewart has released the hounds. If you want to talk baseball, let's just do it here because I can't guarantee what's going to happen the rest of the day with the Brady watch and all of that. So if you've got any leftover thoughts about Will Myers, the ownership, bet, the whole nut, the whole thing, anything baseball related, now is your chance at 617-779-0985. I want to address something we haven't really hit on this week, and that is the outrage that is going and the hate that is flying across Major League Baseball, both from player to player, player to the commissioner, etc. All this garbage that is being spewed on all sides. It's wonderful, isn't it, on some level?
Oh, my God, I love it. Please, I told you, the game needs more attitude, and it needs more urgency, more competitiveness, more intensity. It needs all of that.
It needs hate.
If this is what it takes to get it in there, then I'm in.
I mean,
I'm in.
There are things that are being said out there that I never thought would be uttered. Stu, are you ready to start rolling in some sound?
Of course. How could we not have sound?
How about Nick Markakis? This was just the other day. Nick Markakis, get a load of this.
It's damaging to baseball. It's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. It's wrong. They're messing with people's careers. I know we're all competitive and we're out there competing, but there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it. And I 100% disagree with the way they did it.
Every single guy over there needs a beating?
Yep.
Every single guy over there needs a beating. Holy moly.
Yeah, no, that's pretty aggressive.
What a comment.
I mean, it's even one thing to say, if I were those guys, I wouldn't feel too comfortable getting into the batter's box. Or this is like, nope, we're going to take them out back and beat them in the alley.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
I tell you, I like seeing this, though, I have to admit. I hope they follow up on it is all I have to say.
I mean, even mild-mannered guys who I've never heard say a thing are talking. Mike Trout. Yesterday, and the sound quality's bad, so we don't need to play it, but he's taking on the Astros. He's saying it's tainted. He's challenging them. Aaron Judge with the Yankees.
Gentle giant.
Right? I've never heard him say anything. He comes out and said, well, give me some Aaron Judge.
Do you think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship? I just don't think it holds any value. You cheated and you didn't earn it. That's how I feel. Is it wasn't earned. It wasn't earned the way of playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that we're competing, we're competitors, and the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and whoever's the better player, better person, comes out on top. You just lay it out there, and to know that another team had an advantage that nothing you can really guard against that. I just don't feel like that's earned or, it's not earned.
The Astros didn't earn it. It doesn't hold any value.
Yeah, you hear, I have different sentiments about this than I do about a lot of the other stuff. And that is that, the whining is getting to the point of, go ahead.
Well,
I'll wait.
I mean, that's my overall takeaway. Let's hear some of the whining first.
Okay,
so you heard Markakis. You heard Aaron Judge. Okay, the Dodgers have been crying. The Dodgers have been crying big time. Cody Bellinger, Stu?
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. These guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us.
God. So, I mean, these guys are going after each other. Murray?
And I've mostly liked it, but with the Dodgers and Yankees, I'm nearing a tipping point.
So this is where I want to start today. The tipping point of this. Just give me one more, Stu, and that is, so that was Cody Bellinger among the Dodgers. So Carlos Carrera there of the Astros the other day. This was a good one as well. He goes back at, he says Ken, who is he referring to when he says Ken?
He was doing a one-on-one with Ken Rosenthal on Sunday.
I see. So that's the Ken in here. But he's speaking to the Dodgers, and this is the Dodgers or people talking about the buzzers and the jersey and everything. So here's Carlos Carrera's response.
What doesn't sit well with me is when you say false statements. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, this is America, Ken. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you gotta chill.
Okay. So, like, this is good. This is good stuff.
No, it's great. It's great for baseball. This thing's going to end up being a huge game for baseball.
Okay, I hope.
Yeah, well, so do I. Right?
I hope it carries on to the field.
That's and one what, additional right. one, apparently, Giancarlo Stanton said today he would have hit 80 home runs if he cheated like the Astros.
Yeah, he did.
So everyone says
he also
something.
Would have struck out 300 times, right. But that's another story.
But either way, okay, tipping point, discuss.
Okay, so look, the whining, just the I'm tired of the Dodgers and the Yankees now we can add to the list. I said this to you last week. The Dodgers have been in the playoffs 7 years in a row. Seven. Zero championships. Highest payroll in baseball. Zero championships. Can we stop talking about the freaking Dodgers like they're the Tampa Bay Rays or the Kansas City Royals or the Milwaukee Brewers? Can we stop? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Jesus, would you shut up?
What a cop-out.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
What an excuse for a team that has gagged away more big games than any team in sports in the last decade. They have now like a get-out-of-free-jail card.
Oh, for sure.
You know, which is like, oh, well, see, this is why we're not winning. Oh, what a cop-out.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Mario.
I'm sorry, but on the Yankees, Carlos Beltran was part of that staff. So it's pretty obvious they were also up to the same kind of shenanigans that the Astros were up to. So with these two teams, it's reached a point where I'll tell you, like, I'm this close to buying an Astros hat. Like that, if you're going to get be actually somehow more hateable than the Astros, and it's going to be like this, and it's going to be nonstop bitching from these two perpetual loser teams, the Dodgers and the Yankees, I might just go full Astros.
I'll tell you what, this is the year to watch the Astros. Like, they could have a fight every 3 days. Like, this is the year to watch. I hope they do.
And let's see them win. Let's see if they pull a Patriots.
I agree.
They get caught cheating.
Right.
Okay, you think it's because we're taping? You think it's because we're screwing around with footballs? Let's see. And let's see them do that thing.
Absolutely, right. Like, show it on the field then. So, like, you know, honestly, and don't get me wrong, again, it's great for us. It's great for the game. So I'm all for it. But even Correa, how do you have the balls after your team has been cheating to sit there and say, know the facts?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I do know the facts. I heard him banging on the trash can during the game. I know the facts plenty. What? Who are you to accuse someone of their integrity?
So this is great material. I'm happy for it. I hope and I pray it carries itself onto the field and all this stuff gets settled on the field. Okay. However, give me a break. Give me a break, Dodgers, you know, claiming you've been cheated out of the last couple World Series. You haven't won squat for a decade and you've had one of the best teams in baseball. You're a perennial choke artist. For you now to use that as your excuse of how you're losing is pathetic. Yankees, I'd say the same thing. I'd be a little careful about, you know, taking the moral high ground when you had Carlos Beltran on your staff last year. What were you doing? Okay. And then there's another piece here where all these players, you know, the outrage over Rob Manfred saying it's just a piece of metal. I've about had it with that too. Like, oh, shut up, guys, players. You know, all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden, you're going to take that sort of moral high ground on, how dare you, when you let the steroid thing go on for a full it took, literally, this is not a figurative statement, this is a literal statement. It took an act of Congress, that old cliche, it took Congress to get involved for you to stop cheating with drugs and steroids. Okay? I watch baseball. You're all doing something. There isn't a pitcher out there that isn't going to his wrist or the bill of his cap to put a little pine tar and get a little traction on the ball, which is technically illegal, but they all allow it. There isn't a batter who doesn't step out of the batter's box and futz with something and get a little something on something or take a stolen sign from somewhere to try and get an advantage. There is no sport where little cheats are more ingrained than your sport, and you allow it to happen. That's the way you do business. And there were many of you who knew what was going on in Houston. I don't know if it was an open secret, but it was, you know, Mike Fiers was hardly the only guy that knew what was going on there. But you didn't want to blow the whistle on them because you got something going on in your stadium. And you don't want to call out the pitcher on the mound with the pine tar on his wrist because your guy's loading the ball too.
Right, he's got sandpaper in his glove.
So now all of a sudden, though, it's like, oh, Rob Manfred doesn't know what it takes. Shut up. You've all been cheating. The sport's a cheat. I mean, how does anyone who lived through the steroid eras with you guys, the players, who stood in the way of testing year after year after year after year until it took freaking Congress to get involved, and then you still appeared in front of Congress and lied your face off? And now it's like, you don't know what it takes to win a World Series, and why do you keep cheating? So, like, I've had enough of that. You know, I'm starting to feel for Rob Manfred. I mean, what the hell is he supposed to do?
So I'm glad you brought up the Manfred thing, too, because these guys literally had someone in the runway banging on a trash can to steal the pitches and signal the batter as to what was coming. And then they're going to get mad because the commissioner calls the trophy that they cheated to get a piece of metal.
And you understand what the guy is saying.
Who really diminished the trophy is my point.
Exactly. What was that trophy worth during the steroid era when it was just a big lab experiment? Where's all your hoitiness there, players? All you that is uppity, hoity added to this. Oh, you don't know what it takes. You all cheated for well over a decade and did nothing about it and allowed it to happen. What was the trophy worth during the steroid era when it was just who was beamed up more than the other team? Who had more milligrams flowing through them? Where was the outrage there? Oh, they're such frauds. So all these loser teams now blaming the cheating for their losing frauds. All these players piling on Manfred for that comment about the trophy. When we all know what he was saying anyway. He was, you know, it's about, well, why don't you take the championship away? And he says, well, if you take away the championship, you're just taking away that piece of metal. They still won the thing. It's like taking it's just a piece of cloth there for those teams that vacated the Final Four. It doesn't mean anything. They were still there. They still went to the Final Four. It's meaningless to vacate a championship or take that away. So all you're doing is taking away the piece of metal. We all know what he meant, but the players use it as sort of a leverage point to, oh, he doesn't know what it takes. Shut up. You stop cheating. And then I'll take you seriously.
Well, so exactly. Yeah, look, and again, if this is some indication, if it took this thing to get the tensions and the focus in baseball heightened, if it took this to get them all there to the point where they start taking it seriously again, because let's face it, they've been half-assing it for a long time. Okay, they really have. The players half-ass it. They don't want to play fast. They don't care. None of them care because the money just keeps rolling in. So if this is what it takes, my ultimate landing point or spot is good. I'm glad, but I have zero compassion for any of them. Zero.
Same. Zero compassion for the Dodgers. Zero compassion for the Yankees and Carlos Beltran, who was on their staff last year. What were you doing? Zero compassion for the poor players. Oh, you poor guys. He called it a piece of metal. Oh, and all of you are cheating. You're all doing something. All of you. I watch the sport. Not a pitcher that throws a ball before going to his wrist first. What do you got there on your wrist? So come on.
Little bullfrog.
Cut the crap. Exactly. All right, so that's where we're starting today. Your thoughts next.
Boston's home for sports.
Hey, it's Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gallagher and Maz.
Wow.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know, I had a long day on Sunday. I think I did 45 minutes on camera, and then I did a press conference. I have to say I made one mistake, at least, during that long day. And that was in an effort to make a rhetorical point. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. And I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it. I will say this. You know, I've awarded 5 World Series trophies. There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means. And again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
I feel bad for this guy, really. I mean, I don't know if he's a great commissioner. I'm not, like, saying that. What the hell is he supposed to do? And the comment, I totally get what he means with the comment. So he pissed off the players. Screw them. The players have ruined the game.
Agreed.
I mean, they're the ones. I mean, they fight everything. Everything.
Yep.
Will you speed up? No, says David Price. I'm going to take my time. They could care less about the game.
Biggest babies in professional sports.
They really are. It's not even close.
They're only worried about their own cake, as they would say. So, you know, the league wants to speed up the game. Nope. The union's going to fight every single step to speed up the game because they just care about their individual pitch and their individual at-bat and their individual number. So they've driven the game into the ground, made it a worse game, driven people from the game. And I'm supposed to feel sympathy for them because the commissioner just was, made an allusion that was a little too strong, probably shouldn't have said it. But either way, he apologizes the next day. Now we're going to vilify this guy?
I mean, they are. They're all a bunch of babies, really. They are. And
please.
I told you, I think the game's got a leadership problem, too, because I think part of the reason they it's turned into what it has is because nobody's put the screws to them. And the union, all the union has done is whisper in their ears how great they are and what they deserve and don't give in. And the players have way too much power in that league. The union leadership sucks. The commissioner isn't sticking to them hard enough because they're trying to ultimately negotiate a new CBA. The managers don't crack down on their players. They're professional babysitters now. The GMs are all nerds who are up there with their calculators and their computer programs. Oh, and the owners are counting the dollars. Incredibly, still, they're counting their dollars. Like, really, I don't know how you could possibly be optimistic about the future of baseball with where they are right now. All the way across the board. I find it repulsing, if that's even a word.
Repulsive, I think I would go with.
Okay, can you be repulsed? I think you can. I think it's repulsive and repulsing.
Your thoughts. Are you repulsed? TJ in Portland, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Agree with just everything you guys have said. Baseball players are the world's biggest babies, and they're killing that game slowly. But I have 2 questions for you. When is this sport headed for a work stoppage? Because I don't know where the money's coming. It's obviously coming from TV. But who's watching? Nobody's watching anymore. The average age is 57 in the World Series. So I don't know when the money's going to stop trickling in. And the other thing is baseball going to suspend pitchers for plunking that goblin Altuve when they see him? If they start giving out 5- and 6-game suspensions for that, that'll mean that they get suspended 600% more time than anybody on Houston who got suspended for this whole thing.
I'll be annoyed if baseball punishes the brawl. I hope there's beanings. I hope there's brawls. I hope there's hatred. And I'll be annoyed if the league punishes too heavily on it. I'll be annoyed.
It's coming, though. Get ready for it.
Let them, the sport needs a little bloodletting, obviously.
Yep.
So let them go. Let them go. Let them get it out. Let them beat each other up for a little bit and get it out of their system. Okay? Now, that's not the children. Well, we can't have this in our sport. Let them go. Let them go and settle it on the field.
It's
please.
The only way they're going to get over it.
Okay, so
I think you're right, Mark. It is. It's like that scene in The Godfather. Every 10 years, you need one of these.
So that's one. 2, the thing is about how they continue to make money is beyond me. It is. The demographics in that sport, we've given it to you before. Like these Red Sox ratings. Well, they'll do a 10. But it's like 65 plus is 11s and 12s, and 18 to 49 are like 2s and 3s, and it's a staggering gap. And the demographics in that sport absolutely suck.
I mean, really? So look.
Because the only way to watch it is to pass out in front of the TV, which is what they're doing at the old folks' home, which is why the 65-plus number is so good.
So the caller asked, and I sent this link to you this morning, right? About where does the money come from? Like, who's watching? How are they getting all this money? The Kansas City Royals just signed a new cable deal. And you can explain it to people too, okay? So they just signed a new cable deal for $50 million annually, which is double what they were getting. The Royals suck, and the game as a whole is unwatchable. How is that possible?
I will explain coming up.
Okay.
I will explain coming up. There's two broadcasting stories with baseball that we want to get to here in a minute. But first, back to you. Danny in East Boston. Hi, Danny.
Hi. My question is from Maz. What's with baseball media, like the beat reporters? Why does it take fires to spill the beans on this? And why did it take walking by the locker for the steroid story?
Your phone blows. Why did it take one guy? They're banging on trash cans. In some games, everyone can hear it. And so he wants to blame the writers, but I blame everybody. It's like, yeah. Fires was the only one that heard it?
Well, no, right. That's the thing is, and look, this is going to come off as a defense of the writers, and I don't mean it that way. In the steroid era, we were complicit because we all wondered, like, what's going on here? And nobody wanted to ask the questions, so we didn't ask. But something like this typically is not as obvious or as talked about. So, and if we're going to be honest, a writer did break this story.
Sure did.
Evan Drellick did.
Yeah.
I mean, he found someone to go on the record, but he also wrote the Red Sox story without a name source. And so, and Kenny Rosenthal was involved too, but honestly, I think Evan was behind most of this. And so, ultimately, a writer did break it. So, give Drellick credit for that.
They aren't the problem.
Ultimately, no. But look, I admit, in the steroid era, I looked at it and said, this is a joke. But I never asked any questions, and I should have.
Players are the problem. The players are the problem. Try and get something done in that game that involves the players. See how they respond. They all circle the wagons. No, we're not doing that. Anything. Any advancement in the game, they fight as a union. And the whole cheating culture in baseball is them. The whole cheating culture in baseball is them. It's not the writers. It's not anyone else. So their whole sport has this massive culture of cheating. And the commissioner says an offhanded comment about, it's just a piece of metal anyway. We're going to take away the championship. And they get on their horse. Oh, you frauds. Zero sympathy for you. Zero. You've driven me and everybody else from your sport. I'm supposed to now, you know, feel sympathy for you because of an offhanded comment about the trophy? Ah, give me a break. Matt in Boston. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick. Cody Bellinger, 2 World Series games, 45 at-bats, 5 hits, 114 average. Sit down, Cody. Stop talking. Number two, no one's talked about the All-Star game this year. It's in Dodger Stadium. You're trying to tell me this cannot be the worst year to pile on Houston. I just want to know what you guys' thoughts were because these guys are going to be sharing a locker room together, too.
Okay, so.
Oh, that's a good point.
Good. You know, film the fights behind the scenes. Well, you want to help promote your game, which is dying. Let them fight, and then let the fights air.
That'd be awesome.
Jack in Rhode Island with the Red Sox thought. Go ahead, Jack.
All right, how's it going, guys? My question was more towards Maz. Last year, we tried to go with the closer by committee. Obviously, that did not work. We haven't acquired anybody like a closer or any type of bullpen help. Why is that? And I don't understand why we haven't addressed that. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
good question. Get ready for the Tampa Bay Rays bullpen. That's what you're going to get. However,
they usually have a good one.
Yes, they do. However, just because, again, this is sort of flown under the radar a little bit. Ron Renneke has said that Brandon Workman's going to be the closer. Okay. Now, we can agree or disagree, but he had 19 saves last year, if that matters to you.
Give me their bullpen. Who's the eighth inning guy? Barnes?
Probably. Yep. And then, again, once
who's
you
left?
Well, good question. I mean, once you get past those two, to me, then it becomes, there's a couple of guys they picked up that I don't know anything about. Otherwise, it's Mike Schwerin and Marcus Walden and the same guys that
Darwin's
were there last
and
year.
Hernandez yeah. will be one of your seventh and eighth inning guys.
Maybe. I mean, again, if he can do it consistently, it's the same bodies as last year.
This is the thing, you know, that the fat guy from Minnesota. I sort of like the thought of a guy throwing 100 out there.
No question. Yeah. Now, look, again, the injury thing is real with him, apparently. So, but they got no pitching back in that deal. That's a fair way to criticize the trade from a pure baseball perspective.
Okay, so Maz raised this before. The Kansas City Royals just doubled their regional TV network deal. Just doubled it. An atrocious team televising an absolutely atrocious, unwatchable product.
Kansas City Royals last year went 59-103.
And they doubled their rights deal. How? Let me explain right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports, Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So Maz read this story out of Kansas City. Why don't you just reset it, Maz? What is it?
Okay, the Kansas City Royals TV deal expired. They were receiving $25 million a year as part of their rights deal. It was a long deal. It was like 13 years. They just redid the deal, and the money they're going to get annually has doubled. Doubled from $25 to $50 million for a team that won 57 games or whatever the hell, 59 games last year, and at a time where baseball is just impossible to watch, period. So I looked at it and said, this is the problem. This is part of the problem. Maybe really the driving force behind the problem, that the money keeps rolling in and they don't have to change anything. I was blown away by that. It's one thing if it's L.A. Kansas effing city.
So here's a big problem with the game, okay? And it's mostly the players. The players are responsible for the pace of play, okay? They're mostly responsible. But I think the owners are complicit, and here's why. They doubled the rights agreement with Fox Sports Kansas City.
Correct.
If Fox Sports Kansas City doesn't have the Royals, what do you think they're airing?
Felger and Mass?
I mean, honestly, do they even have like real sports radio in Kansas City? Or is it like...
Yeah, it's a mid-market, so probably...
I mean, it's
one of the three smallest in baseball, I think, actually.
Okay, so they have no winter sports teams, right? No basketball, no hockey.
I was just going to say no hockey, no basketball. That's right.
Okay, I want to say Jayhawks basketball, but that's Kansas. They're Missouri. Right.
Well, it's probably ads for FlexTube.
So are they running? So if Fox Sports Kansas City doesn't have the Royals, they have infomercials and fishing shows and who the hell knows what in Missouri, hunting shows. And I don't know, maybe Missouri women's softball.
Okay, I get that.
So they have nothing. So they need Kansas City and the Royals. And furthermore, as far as Fox Sports Kansas City is concerned, games can go 4 or 5 hours because we have nothing else to air. As soon as the baseball game ends and we do our post-game show, we go right to the infomercials and the fishing shows. And so we're actually better off if you go 4 or 5 hours. And I'd say this about any of the regional sports networks, and this is a huge problem. The dirty little secret is that NESN, i.e. the Sox owners, they're fine if the game goes 4 hours. That's 4 hours of programming. Other than that, we go to Charlie Moore. No disrespect to Charlie Moore, but you'd rather have the Red Sox out there.
Okay, but then my question becomes, how do they make money off that?
Because it's just inventory. It's content. It's content that is, you know, as scary as it is, as bad as some of this baseball is, it's still live, local, Major League Baseball versus a taped fishing show. You're going to make more money on the baseball. So
it's still going to be a difficult sell for them at this point, though. If the numbers are going down, if you're one of the salespeople for NESN, you're trying to get, you know, that those ad dollars. Good luck.
So maybe the ad dollars are going down, but it's still, what's the alternative? So these regional sports networks need the content. So they're going to pay for it. And they don't care how long the games go because they have nothing else to air.
So again, I don't understand how the money keeps going up if they can't sell it.
So what I don't get is...
You follow me?
Well, yes.
In other words, like, okay, fine, so they have programming, but if no one's going to watch it because it sucks, then how do they make their money back when their fees have doubled? So now I understand, and you know, this gets complicated, but there's a subscription component to some of these networks too, right? Like, they get money just for being on part of a...
Part of a pet cable package.
A sports package, correct. So ultimately, maybe that's it. They don't care whether there are viewers or not.
Exactly. Right? That's right. We have the Royals as part of this, and that's part of why you have to buy that basic package, and it's wrapped into that.
Yeah, the cable company's got you over a barrel.
Yes. Yes. And so it really doesn't matter how long it goes. They just want, and that's why they'll never trim the season back. This is the business now. This is where they make the money. These regional sports networks. And it's scary. I mean, well, there's got to be a tipping point, because the only people that watch this stuff are, the average age is death. We did this during the season. As you were talking, I just went back and looked this up.
Sure.
You know, my rating source that I have, back on July 17th, I had this exchange, and I looked this. I don't know who they played on July 17th, but this was after a Red Sox game the night before. Last night's Red Sox game, so on July 16th, whoever it was against, whatever, on Nesson, the number, so males, 18 to 49, okay? So the Red Sox game, males 18 to 49 did a 2.15. Males 65 plus did an 11.78.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Males 18 to 49 did a 2. Males 65 plus did a 12. How do you survive with that demo?
You don't.
I mean, how does that...
You don't.
With the all due respect, the 65 plus is dying off. They're going to die any day. I mean, that is literally... Like, that demo, 65 plus, is literally Jell-O time at the home. I mean, 65 plus, we're talking 80-year-olds. We're talking... So this is the only group that's watching these games in big numbers. And really how they're watching it...
Got plenty of time.
Is passed out on the couch with their teeth in a jar next to them. And the Jell-O on the tray in front of them. Like, that's the audience for these games.
Agreed.
And it's because... And it's, you know... Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. But that's what I... I mean, if I'm baseball, you look at those numbers, you say, how does this possibly hold? How do we hold this? And I don't know how they do.
Yeah, this is what I wonder. And what I find just as astonishing is that these trends have been there now for a while. And they're getting worse, right? They're getting worse. They're getting older and older. Like, it used to be that the baseball demo was over 50. Now it's over 65.
It's crazy.
Okay?
That's 65-plus number, man. So, like, the you sell ads. It's all the, like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
The gold coins and the, like, garden reverse weasel. Mortgages. And, well, the garden weasels for, like, the Mazes of the world. I'm talking about.
And the chair that brings you up the stairs.
Right. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, the chair lifts that I've fallen, I can't get up. The reverse mortgages. The, you know, like, the old people. Like, your market, it's like. Holy crap. That's who's watching these games.
It is. And incredibly, and I was saying, the numbers keep getting worse, and baseball does nothing.
And David Price and these players have the nerve to say, I'm going to take as long as I need. I'm not going to speed. I'm going to take as long as I need.
It's about my numbers.
Yep. The longer I hold it, the more velocity I get on this next pitch, so I'm going to hold it. And if you want to install a pitch clock, we're gonna vote it down, and we'll strike. And so these are the guys I'm supposed to feel sympathy for. Because Rob Manfred said something about a piece of metal. Oh, could I care less about your metal? I need you to throw the ball and swing the bat and get on with it.
I mean, really, they're insufferable. And they're big. They're obstructionists. The players have become obstructionists.
So anyway, there's your thought on that. The demo numbers are unbelievable, but they keep getting... If Fox Sports Kansas City doesn't have the Royals, all they have is I've fallen and I can't get up in those commercials. That's all they have.
I know. I don't get. It's great that you have the Royals, but what do the Royals matter if no one will watch it? That's the part I don't get. I just have trouble with that.
Okay, pick it up on the other side in a long commercial-free segment.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
It was tough to watch, you know, and, you know, through the whole thing, you know, once it came out, you know, I was pretty mad, pretty upset, you know, to know that we were probably, you know, cheated out of a possibility of, you know, making it to the World Series, because as a kid, that's, you know, forget... forget the individual awards, forget how many games you win, how many homers you hit. It's about, you know, winning a World Series, you know, winning a World Series with your team and fighting till the very end, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the game, you know, to be that last team that's standing, you know, and to hear that you got cheated out of that opportunity, that's tough to kind of, you know, let go, you know, but that's why I'm glad we can talk about this now so we can let it go and move on to 2020 because we got a pretty good team and a lot of important things we want to do.
That's Aaron Judge. The Yankees.
A little overdramatic for my taste. I can understand that he's upset, but I don't know, with the dramatic pauses and sighs.
What was Carlos Beltran doing for the Yankees last year?
Good question. Ask right. Alex Cora. He was stealing signs.
He's a special advisor, right?
Yep.
Special advisor. So what was Carlos Beltran doing for you guys, Aaron?
They are up to the same type of crap.
Oh, come on.
Of course they are.
Good God.
I just, you know, really, this idea that, you know, well, we lost because of, great, now you all have a cop-out. It's just such a freaking whiny little move.
Pete in Delaware, your thoughts. Go.
Hey, guys, what bothers me the most is the players are being loud because they all knew it. And the fact of the matter is Dave Martinez yesterday admitted to it with Buster Olney, we were tipped off. And then you come to find out Alex Cora tipped him off and the Dodgers players tipped off Brian Dozier before the World Series. They all knew about it, and now they got the nerve to cry?
Oh.
Guess what, Dodgers? You sucked. That's why you lost.
It's just a ready-made cop-out for these teams that have lost.
Totally.
And it was an open secret. It was an open secret. Everyone knew Houston was up to something. Everyone knows everyone's up to something, and everyone knew that Houston took it a little farther than most. And so they all knew it going in. The Nationals sure knew about it. I mean, and again, Alex helped tip them off, as Pete said there. But, you know, all these teams, why do the games take 4 hours in the playoffs? Because everyone knows everyone's cheating, so you have to reset the effing signs after every pitch. That's why the games take 4 hours in October, because every pitch actually does matter, and so they're going to reset every pitch. But so then to turn around and say they cheated me out of this, that, and the other when you lost? Yeah,
please. Oh, God, it's pathetic. Again, it's pathetic. It's classic baseball. Don't take the responsibility or the accountability for your actions. The game as a whole, and the players are at the center of it, has been spiraling for a while.
Here's our accordion champion Corey Pesitora. Hi, Corey. How you doing? You're up next on Felger and Maz. What's up?
Hey, yeah, well, that's why I play a flamed, lighted accordion playing pop music, because my demographic was 65 plus or too much. That changed that. and I actually have a concert tonight if you guys want to come in Boston.
Where is it? Pump it. Go ahead.
It's a Club Passim in Cambridge. I have a CD release. So if you guys are around, you know, the music nerds don't listen to sports radio, so they won't throw anything at you. Don't worry.
Okay, so there you go. There's a free plug for you, Corey.
Yeah, Club Passim. So this Mookie Betts price trade here, and I will say, just FYI, I was never a fan of Betts because his postseason numbers absolutely, positively sucked. People need to go and check that out. But this deal, the problem is, to me, it goes back to what I consistently have said is the worst thing the Red Sox have done in my lifetime, and that is how they treated John Lester and letting him go. And, well, we can't sign a pitcher over 30, and then they go and sign David Price, which then causes us with the money. It goes back to me to John Lester. How could they have botched it that bad? And I still feel like this is residue from that whole situation. Oh, well, we wouldn't have won a World Series. We had David Price. Maybe we wouldn't have won with Lester. Of course we would have won with Lester. Please. I hate that take.
Well, Corey, let me see how this plays out. In other words, I'm okay with them balking at a 10-year, $400 million contract. I don't think those work. If they turn around and sign Devers, or if Benintendi pops and becomes the next guy, and they, you know, if one of these guys coming up gets a 10-year, $400 million contract, then I'll be aggravated. It's like, well, now you're just doing what you've always done, which is what Corey referred to, which is one extreme to the next.
Right, overreacting. Yeah, overreacting. It's what they do. There's a pendulum game with the Red Sox. You know, they take a side on John Lester and because, you know, they're worried about a pitcher over 30. Then Lester goes to the Cubs and has averaged, what, 190 innings a year over the 5 years he'd been there? They bring in Price for more money, $60 million, $50, $60 million more, and he can't stay on the mound, and he's an a-hole on top of it. Right? It's like, what are you doing?
John and Rockland on those Kansas City TV numbers. Go ahead, John.
I don't care what you mean, Felger, how you say there's no winter team down in Kansas City. They called the Chiefs. They just won the damn Super Bowl.
Fall sport, and they don't have Chiefs games. Maybe they have the Andy Reid show once a week, but that ends in January.
Yeah, but you still they probably still play the Chiefs, I would imagine, during the winter. Like
no, they don't.
Up in here. No, they don't. Okay, my bad. Well, I figured they would play them here and there, but all right.
No, those games are on the network TV.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There's no local TV in football. Doesn't exist.
They have MLS though. Maybe they're airing some of those.
So that's kind of popular out there, it's like okay. Well, so that's how the Kansas City Royals get their money from Fox Sports Kansas City, because their other big property is Sporting KC. That sort of proves my point.
I mean, it blows me away. $50 million a year for the Royals.
But you know what? When you put that in there, you said, can you believe they got this? I thought you originally meant in your email they only get $50 million a year. Like, I think the Red Sox must bank hundreds of millions of dollars from their TV deal.
Okay, but the Red Sox are usually good.
But, like, but I mean, it sort of speaks to the game. Like, they only get $50 million a year. Like, that's only good for two good players. Like the Red Sox TV deal, I'm sure, I guess they own it, must be worth five times that a year.
You would think.
Do you want some insight on this, courtesy of John Sapicetti, who used to work at the Herald?
Sure.
So he's listening and says, so we pay $5 per month for Nesson, 60 per year. Nesson has 4 million subscribers. That's $240 million per year. Red Sox own 80% of Nesson. Red Sox make $192 million per year from Nesson without even selling an ad.
Thank you. So that's what, like, so right, they don't even need viewers. They don't need advertisers.
They just need the network.
They just need
programming.
They need the being on the basic tier package where they get whatever, $2 per, what do you say per box?
$6.
$6. Wow. $6.
$5 per month.
So all you need to be is on the basic thing where you have to get it, and then they get $5 per box.
Correct.
Per TV. And so I said they made five times what Kansas City does on a year. They just make $190 just by being
just
on the
being
tier,
yeah.
Right?
Without
right.
selling a single ad,
right? Yeah. Just by people plugging in the TV,
so they must
the cable
be,
box.
They must be. I mean, I can only guess what the ad revenue is, but we're talking $300-400 million a year.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, and especially in that case, right? Because what are they paying for rights fees?
Zero. They
exactly
own it.
Right. Well, they're paying something, but it's like $10. You know, it's again, I'm selling you this for $1. It's that sort of thing. There is some rights fee, but it's next to zero.
But it also shows the is a whole nother story. You know, what a league where one team can make that amount of money from their TV deal and another team can make that amount. Like, how do they compete?
Correct.
I mean, that's a whole nother thing. But that's small potatoes compared to the fact that no one will throw the freaking baseball or swing the bat. Peter in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys, wait while I get off my chairlift here. You know, don't laugh. You'll be there in no time. But, you know, I'm 62 years old, and I swear to God, I don't know how the goose is still laying the golden eggs, because it's dead, you know, from the – and I don't understand the tipping point, because you're right. If you're, people are that old that are getting fed up with the game and not watching it, you know, there's at some point it just is a law of diminishing returns kicks in. But, you know, they're impossible to stay up for during their – premier event, which is the World Series, and the length of the games, and you know, I just don't understand how it can continue with this, because I'm really done with it.
But yeah, so there's a 62 year old baseball fan. They call him Kid among the baseball community. He's a junior member.
I was just gonna say they call him a junior.
You don't know what you're talking about, son.
Seriously. But they can't be bothered to throw the baseball or swing the bat or pick the game up in any way, shape, or form. And God forbid the commissioner makes an offhanded comment about, I'm not taking the championships back. It's just a piece of metal anyway. And they're going to lose their minds over that. Meanwhile, they're driving the game into the ground. It's like, I have zero sympathy for these players. Zero.
Oh, yeah. Listen, they bring it on themselves. I told you, at this stage, I hope they run it into the ground. I do. I hope they bury themselves, because they've acted like a bunch of a-holes for a long time. And so just to give you an idea, the Royals' payroll last year was $100 million. So they cover half their payroll by
being on cable boxes.
Local TV. Yeah. Doesn't include the national TV money, whatever that deal is still paying them.
Right.
And then, you know, ticket sales and revenue sharing and everything else. It pays to suck in baseball.
Oh,
it pays.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole nother
it
issue.
It pays to suck. Suck in programming, suck on the field, suck competitively, we make money. How does that happen? How is that allowed? It's unbelievable. It is. It's unbelievable that these networks still fork over this money, and they're okay because they're making it. Baseball doesn't give a rat's ass. Oh, God, I hope the game dies. I'm back there. I'm telling you. I hope they bury themselves.
What's your famous line? We did make T-shirts of it. You suck, I hope you die.
Exactly, yeah.
That's Maz to baseball. Maz, message to baseball, : you suck, I hope you die. So we'll continue with your thoughts on this all day long. You want to weigh in? By all means, we will have you. We do have to reset and give you the latest on the Brady watch. under a month until his contract is due. Maz has some takes on it, has some thoughts on it. So we'll get to that right after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.